Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I saw you tweet earlier today, quote, the Yankees have the second most wins in the sport and are tied for the most in the American League after a horrendous month, and the panic you hear on the radio is off the charts. Yep. Why do you think Yankee fans are panicking? Despite the fact that your math is correct, they're a game out of first place, and they do have the record you said they have.
Yeah, they got 58 wins. Like, only the Phillies have more wins than all baseball. Research.
and not long.
You know, it's, look, they've been the worst team in baseball for the last month. I get the panic. And I even said, you left this part out. This is what makes Sports Talk Radio New York so much fun, that a team that's got the second best record in all the baseball. And if you listen to, to Tierney, the sky is falling. Where's Chicken Little? They're the worst team in baseball, and they're five players away from winning a World Series. I think the beauty of baseball, what you love most about it, is that it's unlike every other sport. You can have a horrendous month and still win a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at the All-Star break. There's a lot of baseball left to go. And the pitching staff, which obviously has been brutal the last 4 weeks or so, but dominated the first couple months of the season. You know, I still believe that they'll turn it around. Obviously, look, if Volpe, picks an easy routine ground ball, they sweep the Orioles, and they're in first place with the best record in the American League. And I think there are times when, in the moment, we overreact and we take a mini step backwards, and, you know, you can kind of see the forest for the trees. But I do have a solution, if I may.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because the Yankees, they don't limp into the All-Star break. But for some people, sure, why not?
Yeah.
They limp into the All-Star break. And it seems to me that the New York Yankees, all they really need is a little positive juju. Mm-hmm. Like a good luck charm, if you will.
Okay.
The Mets had the rally pimp in April.
Yeah.
They had Grimace in June.
Okay.
They got some fat guy dancing to ABBA, I think, now. and that has worked for them. So I got an interesting phone call a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I got a phone call directly from the New York Yankees.
Wow.
I want to be very clear about this. The Yankees called me on my personal bat phone, okay?
Right.
The New York Yankees have asked me, Craig Carton, who you might have seen, Hall of Famer. I don't know if you saw that.
Congratulations. We buried the lead over here. Right?
Not sure if that was discussed, from 6A to 7P. But I was blessed last week with induction into the New York State Broadcasters Association's Hall of Fame, joining, among other people, Boomer Esiason.
Word.
And Susan Waldman, longtime voice of the New York Yankees, and of course the very first voice on WFAN all those years ago.
Why? Yeah. Why do you choose her specifically to
highlight? That's a very good question, Tiki. See, this is a probing interview like Mike Wallace. I'm going to answer the question. The New York Yankees called me, and then I confirmed that this wasn't some kind of prank with WFAN. I have been asked, and this is one of the great asks of my career and my lifetime, the Yankees have asked me, to do the radio play-by-play
what?
Of the Yankees-Rangers series August 9th, 10th, and 11th, which is a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I'll be doing those three games with Susan Waldman.
No way. No yes. way possible. Wow.
This is not a bit. This is not shtick. The Yankees requested it. We had a conversation, of course, with the architect and WFAN. They have blessed it as well. And I have the great honor of a lifetime, having done a couple Nets NBA games,
yeah.
having done an Islander game, having done a Cyclone game way back in the day. Please don't find that tape. And it's really one of the craziest out of left field, pardon the pun, asks. And I said yes in a New York second.
Nice.
But on August 9th, 10th, and 11th, right. yours truly, I will be doing the radio play-by-play along with Susan Waldman.
Along with Susan Waldman? Like in the same booth yes. you're going to be together?
Susan Waldman and I will be broadcasting the New York Yankees games. It's one series, all three games against the Texas Rangers at Yankee Stadium. But it's a great honor. It's right. a privilege.
Craig, was this ever a career aspiration for you? Not the Yankees specifically, but just to do and be a play-by-play guy.
All right, so my first job in radio was at WGR in Buffalo, New York, AM 550, okay?
Okay.
And they had the rights to the Buffalo Bisons, which was a AAA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Greg Brown, the longtime voice of the Pirates, was the sports guy and did games with a guy named Pete Weber in Buffalo. This is back in the late 80s, early 90s, when I first started in radio, which was 1991. And I was always enthralled with the great, you know, baseball voices growing up, obviously, in New York and having Bob Murphy and then Gary Thorne, who I think is one of the greatest baseball voices of all time, Bob Costas, you know, all the legends, mm-hmm. right? I would go into a studio in this little, tiny little AM radio station, close the door, and I would invent the play-by-play, the actual, you know, plays of a baseball game, all by myself sitting in a studio, and then pipe in, you know, fake, you know, crowd sounds and cheers and whatnot afterwards. And I made demo tapes of a baseball play-by-play, but it was all invented. It never happened. So to answer your question, very early in my career, I fancied the notion of maybe doing baseball play-by-play. To be completely honest with you, I've not done a lot of it. I did one game on TV many, many years ago at Syracuse with an NBC truck. I did the radio game with Boomer for the Cyclones, and I've done more basketball than anything else. But it is a dream come true, and look, it's the New York Yankees, man.
Sure.
And it's the legend of John Sterling, of course, and Mel Allen. Like, I'm going to be sitting in the booth where only a couple people in the history of the Yankee franchise have ever been able to say that they called a Yankee game on the radio. Look, Bob Wolf, the late Bob Wolf, was a mentor of mine. When I was at New Rochelle High School, I took a sports broadcasting class with Bob Wolf, and we went to Yankee Stadium. Obviously, he called the perfect game in the World Series, you know, the Don Larsen game mm-hmm. to Yogi Berra.
Yeah.
And I stayed in touch with Bob, you know, for 30 years after that high school class. And he kind of taught me the nuance of how to do baseball play-by-play, how to keep the charts and all the stuff that Evan, you know, wrote a book about now. And I got to tell you, when the Yankees called me and asked me, I thought for sure I was being punked.
Yeah.
Because this is one of the great honors of a lifetime. And to be able to do it, especially with Susan, who's been there for 25 years, it's going to be awesome.
Well, I thought I was being punked for the first 45 seconds. So on August 9th, the New York Yankees, the Texas Rangers,
yeah.
Craig Carton, Susan Waldman in the same press box,
yeah.
calling the same game. Goodness gracious.
Right,
I'm excited.
101.9, 101.9 FM or on the Odyssey app, by the way. I listen on the Odyssey app.
There you go. It's August 9th.
Yeah.
It's August 10th. And it's August 11th.
Oh, my
Wait,
God.
Wait, so hold on, Craig. August 9th is a night game, I'm assuming.
That is a Friday night, yeah.
So it's a Friday night game. You're going to have to turn right around because I'm sure August 10th is a day game.
Yes. Go,
that's a Saturday, yeah.
And go right back. And then you're going to have to go right back again for a day game on Sunday, correct?
Yes, that is correct. You've
oh,
got
wow.
the math down right.
You're going to work harder on these 3 days than you have in the last month.
A long time. Here's the thing a lot of people don't know. The New York Yankees have a penthouse apartment in Yankee Stadium. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be sleeping in it.
This is going to be the first time you watch a full baseball game, all nine innings, in like years.
Yeah, here's the beauty.
Are you worried about being exhausted?
No. I'm not worried about that. It's funny because I've been asked a lot, like, you know, do you have, for the very few people, not a lot, really nobody knows about this.
Right.
This is breaking news, obviously.
Well, now a lot of people know about this, by the way.
Yeah, well, everybody knows about it now. And I'm sure, look, I know it's going to happen. I'll get beat down on the internet, whatever. It's all good. That's just flat jealousies, all that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
8.5% for 9% of the population.
And by the way, it's awesome. A Hall of Famer doing a radio broadcast. That's what we do. All right. But like, you know, so I do not have a set home run call. Oh, I want to be clear about that. I'm not going to do something that's clownish because, you know, I got to leave the crazy home run calls to the memory of John, obviously, you know, and his greatness over all the years. But I'll do my thing and I'll make sure that it's unmistakably me. And I'm it's just awesome. Looking forward to it.
What if you do so? Because I think you will do a great job. Mm-hmm. I mean, jokes aside, I think you're going to call a hell of a game. What if the Yankees and WFAN come to you and say, you're the guy? You should be the Yankee broadcaster from here on out. I mean, would you consider this as a possibility?
There got to be a lot of zeros in that check. Look, it's funny you ask that because I have family members who do know about this who are like, well, hey, what if it goes great? You know, and you know, Hal Steinbrenner calls you and goes, you're the guy. Look, that's pie in the sky right now. I don't think that would happen. I don't think it's going to happen. They're obviously very talented broadcasters who only want to do this, who are very, very good at it. But let's see what happens. I mean, if it's great and that phone rings again saying you're the guy, you know, I don't know. I got a job.
Well, I'll tell you. You know what I appreciate? When we do our shows on Monday, August 12th and Tuesday, August 13th, we got a lot of material.
Right.
Well, and that's so.
Guess what clips we get to pull now, Craig?
Yeah, I know. I'm well aware that if I have a major flub, I'm never, ever going to live it down. So to me, there's two aspects of doing the game, right? There's the actual, you know, ground ball to short, Volpe's got over to first, one away. Okay. I'm pretty sure I can do that in a very competent manner.
Right.
You say what you see, and that's that, right?
Yeah.
But baseball, very different than, you know, basketball and hockey, especially hockey, because the speed of it is the biplane and the talk show you essentially do in between that.
Right.
Right? That's so.
Craig, that should be your strength.
Yeah, but
you've done this your whole life.
Are you forgetting who his co-host is?
I know, but Susan is fantastic.
She's going to be great. It's going to be amazing to listen to.
She's going to be great.
She's so easy to talk to.
She and I do not know each other well, that's for sure. I'm looking forward to obviously talking to her and getting to know her prior to August 9th. I know all about her career, of course. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. Like, listen.
I can't wait.
As serious as it is, it's real business, and Yankee games mean something to a lot of people, obviously. And you have to treat it as such, and I will. And I will prepare for it and come in with, you know, ready to do a very competent, hopefully very entertaining, solid broadcast. Where, if nothing else, people walk away from the weekend series going, you know what? He did a good job.
Yeah.
But it's also got to be fun. Like, it's sports. And it's going to be fun. And I'm going to have a fun time doing it. So
I'm
looking forward to it.
I wonder if your voice, meaning your radio, like your presentation voice, is going to be different than the Craig that we all know.
Like, my voice sucks. Sorry.
No. I'm not even talking about, like, the pitch and the tone. I'm just saying just how you come across.
All right, so here's the question. If it sounded like, here's the 3-2.
No, I don't want that.
No, it's not going to sound like that, that's for sure.
The proper Craig. Hey, wow. You know, what had happened was...
There's a good chance you'll hear Moses. I think Moses will come out over the 3 days. You might get a, hello! I get that. But it's going to be fun.
So, what's a bigger accomplishment? Having the Yankees call you and say, broadcast the weekend series or being inducted into the Hall of Fame? Which one got you more excited?
Wow. Mm. I have to say, look, getting to the Hall of Fame is crazy, obviously. And I didn't see it coming when it came. So it's a great honor that people think of you behind your back in that light.
Yeah.
I also think they made the right decision. Look, the fact that Boomer got in and it wasn't Boomer and Carton 5 years ago, like, what have you been waiting for?
No, I get you. I understand.
So I am very happy I got in. But listen, it's the Yankees, man. It's different. Yeah. They're different. Like, you know, there's only 4, 5, 6 teams in all sports that have even close to the cachet the Yankees have, like the Dallas Cowboys have. I assume, you know, in hockey, it's the Canadians, or maybe it's the Rangers, right? And I was thinking about, like, how many people on the planet at any point over the last 50 years or for the next 50 years will be able to say that they did an NBA game. In this case, I did 3 Nets games, Jersey Nets and Brooklyn Nets, an NHL game. We did the Islander Penguin game a number of years ago when they were playing in Brooklyn, obviously the Islanders were. And now I'm going to do a Yankee game. And outside of maybe Bob Costas and Kenny Albert.
Yeah, Kenny Albert, what I was thinking of, but I don't know if he's done baseball. Has he done baseball?
Yeah, he's been a Fox baseball guy for like the second game. It's like the non-Joe Buck game and now Joe Davis game.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine.
John Sterling did it. John Sterling has done Nets, Islanders, and Yankees, but it's a very exclusive class. Yeah. You're right about that.
Well, now you just need football. Otherwise, and then...
Right. Well, I'm going to call Eric Shanks up at Fox after I talk to you guys and say, listen, if this goes well, make me the 7th team with you.
That'd be something. Well, congratulations. I can't wait, personally. I mean, August 9th, I'm locked in. I'm listening to every second of Yankees Rangers on the radio that weekend.
Yeah, hold on, but don't do me a favor.
Yeah.
Save all commentary unless it's good for postgame, will you please?
No, of course.
Of course.
I don't want to be sitting there in the 3rd inning and I hear Evan goes, Carton got that stat wrong. You know, he doesn't know the rule. Like, if I'm like, wait a minute, Susan, it's the 10th inning. Why is there a guy on second base?
You should do that anyway, just because it'll be funny.
When did he get a hit? Who walked in?
How did he steal?
Well, congrats, Craig. We'll be listening. Thank you. This is awesome. I can't wait.
Looking forward to it.
It's crazy. Like, I've been blessed, obviously, to have like a second shot at my career, you know, after the self-inflicted wounds I created where I went away and wasn't on radio at all for 3 years. And to be able to come back and work with Evan for 2.5 years, to get the job at FS1, to get into the Hall of Fame. And now that this call came in, you know, it's like one of those pinch yourself moments. Like, yo, is this really the Yankees? And I, you know, on my caller ID, it said New York Yankees. I'm like, oh, it's the Yankees. Mm. And they're like, we have this great idea. We think you'd be great.
Amazing. Do you want people to tweet you home run calls? Or do you?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
As we get, we'll do as we get closer. Maybe I'll come back on with you guys that week, or I'll come in and we can have some fun with that. And the, one of the side parts of this that's great, again, selfishly for me, is that one of my best friends now in the world is really nothing more than a pen pal. It's Aaron Boone.
That's right. Yeah. Boone.
Now, Aaron Boone and
I... Oh, you finally get to meet him in person?
We've never met in person.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. And I'm going to call him after I call you guys. I'm not. By the way, is he on the staff for the All-Star Game?
No, I don't think so. I think he's getting a genuine All-Star break, Boone.
So he's probably in the Bahamas with his family or something. So maybe I'm alone.
But, yeah, call him anyway.
I'm looking forward to meeting him. I've never met the guy.
It's going to be great. You show up to the office. Hey, let's talk. I'm calling tonight's game.
Here's the real question. Like, at some point, you know, if you see something like Giancarlo Stanton walking to second base, you know, you might have to be critical. I'm wondering, does my phone ring on the way home from the Yankees? Like, hey, you're
well,
back
save, home. Save that until Sunday.
Exactly. That's right. All right, bro. We appreciate it, man. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you for having me on.
Congrats,
August
Craig.
9th, 10th, 11th. Pretty cool moment and looking forward to it. And it's going to be awesome.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.